This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning. Greetings, friends. And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it's a renewing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, they know all about the Ingevity products. And ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a Ingevity business. Get all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. Get your products at the wholesale price and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also head over to my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up with all the Ingevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on. And also, I want to encourage you all to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Okay, thanks for joining us today. I'm very excited. I'm going to get to talk to one of my all-time favorite authors. I've been reading this gal's work now for going on 6 or 7 years. We've had numerous conversations on the phone, and I've purchased multiple webinars and just got all kinds of stuff on YouTube, all kinds of really, really interesting, and I don't even want to say alternative. It's mega alternative information, and she's a mega alternative lady, and she's a fun person to talk to and a wealth of interesting, unusual information when it comes to how the body works and health in general. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Sonia Barrett, author of Health, An Inside Job. Hi, Sonia. Good morning.
Hello there.
Greetings. How long have you and I been talking to each other on the phone?
Six or seven years? It's got to be.
It's been a while. At least six years. I've been enjoying watching how everything, your work has been evolving. And when I first started reading your book, I first got introduced to your work with the Holographic Canvas, wonderful book, and I got so excited when I read that, and then I called you up, and then we started, I think you were on an old radio program of mine, and then I kind of watched how your work evolved until sort of culminated with this latest book, Health and Inside Job, which is really about the health of the body and the business of disease. And when I first got your emails on that, I was like, gosh, this is like right up our alley. This is what we talk about every day on The Bright Side. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got involved. Tell us a little bit about our listeners about the unusual aspects of your perspective, and then how you got into this whole idea of exploring health as a business and health really as it's really an inside job.
Well, let's see. How did I get into exploring all of this? Well, as I was saying to you before we got on air, I have been practicing, just living, naturally or alternatively for many, many, many years. I raised my children that way, and I haven't been to a doctor since like 1984 when I gave birth to my son.
No annual pelvics and annual mammograms and any of that stuff?
I don't do any of that. My concept is that um, I I believe that our body is extremely intelligent and that it speaks to us. And I think we just have to learn how to listen. It's an amazingly designed, and I'm going to use the word technology, an incredible technology. And I think that we are definitely programmed to look outside of ourselves. So, and it's not that I haven't had little health issues that have come up, but what I've done is I have allowed myself to research, you know, what could I possibly do to change a situation? What could work for me? What is it my body is missing? What is it asking for? Those are the things that I've done over the years, and certainly it is, it seems like it would be a lot of work. But I think as we educate ourselves, and we begin to understand more, it becomes just a way of life. And so that's how I really have gotten into all of this. What prompted me to do the film, was the overdose of marketing of cancer, breast cancer. And some people may get a little offended or feel like you're trivializing, but it's not at all that. It was just a recognition that, you know, the symbols were everywhere, and everywhere you go, you know, it's either breast cancer month, you know, in October.
Race for the Cure? Race for the Cure, sponsored by KFC? Sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Yeah, exactly, you know, and it is a run for the cure, and it becomes such a fad in a way, where some people, they do like going and doing the run for a cure. They, you know, you feel like you're participating in something. But I think everything gets so trendy. Even an illness can become trendy. And I think people are so conditioned to be sick. That was my conclusion. We're so conditioned to believe that it is natural to always, you know, to get sick or to sort of have certain illnesses. So I felt like illness was really marketed to us more than anything else.
Wow.
And so I thought, you know, I want to put something together that's going to be different. It's not just going to be about speaking about big pharma, because we love to hear about all the things that are going wrong. We love to hear about, you know, either, you know, what's being done to us or you know, we just love to hear that part of it.
It's titillating. There's a prurient interest associated with it. Yeah.
It's like riding a roller coaster, you know, going to Magic Mountain or something, you know, and because we are programmed for fear.
Politics is the same way, and then the whole New World Order thing, that's all kind of like an entertainment ride, an amusement
park. It is.
It's Magic Mountain, like you said. That's kind of cool.
Absolutely. We like to be entertained, and we don't realize it, in the manner in which we're being entertained. Even watching the news, it's entertaining. Even the way they announce, you know, something tragic, you know, they get...
The music. How about the music in the background? It always cracks me up, right?
It's all a show,
right.
You know, and the voice, you know, and we were the first to bring you, you know, whatever tragedy it is, and it is a show. And so I looked at all of that, and I looked at all the pink stuff and the pink Barbie and the pink toilet paper, you know, and the NFL store with all the pink stuff,
and thought,
okay, I'm over this. And so I decided to put this movie together, and I wanted it to be different. It is called The Business of Disease, but it's not just about big pharma. It's the whole process, how it's marketed to you, how your brain works, how you respond, how your emotions impact your health, which is something that is not really talked about by Western medicine. Now they're talking about stress a little bit just because I think they're forced to. And so I looked at it and I thought, okay, let's put together a book, a chapter written by pretty much everybody in the film, and I realized, you know what? It isn't health is really it's an inside job, meaning that the cure is truly in the body, and we have T-shirts, by
That's
the way,
awesome.
That does say the cure is in the body, not in the business. But the cure is in the body. That's the inside job, meaning you got to work on from the inside out.
It's
emotionally, physically, all of that. But on the outside, it's a business.
Hang tight. We got to take a break, Sonia. I want to talk about this this whole link between emotions and disease and what exactly disease really is. You have an interesting take on what disease is. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sonia Barrett about her book, Health and Inside Job, or movie, too, Health and Inside Job. We're going to take a break and come back with more good health information and continue talking to Sonya Barrett right after this. Don't go away.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We're talking to Sonya Barrett about her book and also her movie, Health and Inside Job. And I apologize, Sonya. I completely forgot that the book is actually based on a movie. When is the movie coming out?
What are we in? We're in July. We had hoped the end of the month. It's done, but it's a matter of lining up the where it's being screened, and that's what we're working on. So I'm going to say by the end of next month, in terms of screening it in a theater near wherever you are, that's what we're working on.
And it'll be in regular theaters kind of thing? People will
see
it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
So I'll let you know, but that's kind of what's holding it up right now, and it's just figuring, you know, getting working on that, which we do have it in place. But the list of theaters will be on the website. So hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks, the list of theaters in the different cities will be there.
I want to get into this whole idea of emotions, and then I want to talk a little bit about disease. But before we get into that, why don't you give the listeners your website so if they're interested, they can take a look at what you're doing, or they can sign up to get email posts from you. I know you're always sending out cool emails with lots of good information. Your articles are wonderful. And for the listeners, Sonia writes prolifically and very eloquently about all kinds of subjects, and there are many of these articles are free. Thank you so much for that, Sonia, by the way. What is your website?
Well, there are two sites. The site for the film is thebusinessofdisease.com. So if anybody wants to order the book or to keep track of the film or to watch the trailer, just go to thebusinessofdisease.com. And my main website, the mother of all sites, of all the websites I have, been there for like 12 years, it's spiritinform.com. So it's spiritinform.com. Or you can always just Google my name.
Sonia Barrett, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so emotions. It's a very fascinating subject, and I like how you said, and we talk about this all the time on the program, the link between emotions and illness and emotions and disease, or emotions and health, for that matter. How would you define emotions? It's kind of a vague term. In your, as you see it, how would you define that word?
Well, I think, you know, I think one of the base things for just your average person to understand is that emotions are really electrochemical impulses. That's really how we are experiencing and feeling. So meaning that when you, any kind of emotion, happiness, joy, you know, whatever, fear, your body is responding chemically. That's how that feeling is being processed, why we get to feel the experience through our entire body. If we're happy, we feel it through our entire body. If we're sad, we feel it through our entire body. If we are in fear, you feel a knot in your stomach or your heart beats fast. And the only reason why that can happen is because it's the processing that happens chemically through the body. So thoughts, for example, is said to levitate above the head. And it's like something we can't describe. But thought is obviously energy. It's not a form per se, but it becomes sort of solidified when it moves through the ventricles in the brain, right through to the spinal fluid. It goes into the bloodstream. It goes throughout the body.
These are thoughts you're talking about.
Right, right. Thoughts, which then get expressed as emotions, because you have a thought, and what? You have an emotional response. Everything you do, there's a thought involved. Your emotions, there's a thought involved. So it's moving through through the spinal fluid and through the entire body. And that's it's bathing the cells. Remember now, the spinal fluid, it bathes the cells to begin with. So if your thoughts are being processed that way, and if you realize that your emotions are electrochemical impulses, then it would only make sense then that all of your cells and everything is going to be impacted by your thoughts. That's the only way your body could react. And so if you are stressed, if you are in fear, if you are unhappy, whatever it is that we are experiencing, our body is going to respond. And sometimes it's challenged when it's going through a lot of, challenging emotions, and then our diet is also challenging. So now you're asking the body to process the food that's already not in alignment with the body, and then it's trying to deal with your emotions. So you get the body that's doing overtime for both, and eventually a part of you, the weaker parts of our body, begin to break down. because the body can only do so much in trying to compensate and keep the whole being alive. That's the responsibility of the body, is to keep itself alive by whatever means necessary. So when it's overworked, you see results of illness, some sort of illness. You'll even catch a cold from being stressed. Your immune system is impacted. So I think that on that basic level, I think that anybody can, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to hear what I'm saying, that it makes sense as to why your whole body would respond in a diseased way, which is disease, as you know, is
disease. Right.
So your body's looking for ease, and so it has to give you symptoms to let you know that there's a problem. It signals you that there's a problem. But people don't understand that. Most people don't. And so they run to the doctor. Doctor gives you a medication. What the medication that's given to you is completely foreign to the body.
Out of alignment in every way.
Excuse me. Yes, yes. And so your body, it's a chemical reaction, because why? The body is a chemical factory. The body produces nothing but chemicals, those hormones. It's producing all of this all day long. And so you put another chemical in there that doesn't agree with it, which is a pharmaceutical drug, and it totally throws the body off. You think you feel better, but it's actually doing something else, because it's a chemistry experiment. And it shows up in other ways. You can either get another illness because it breaks down another part of the body, and then they give you more medicine to fix that other thing. And nothing gets fixed. It's all Band-Aids.
So it's interesting because the way I'm hearing you say this, thoughts and emotions are really physical, correct?
Yeah, that basically they are. Yeah, at first they start out as, I guess some sort of energy substance, and then eventually, yes, then they work their way throughout your body, and it does become physical.
So how can
now you're responding to it?
So of course it makes sense that dis-ease, or ease for that matter, would automatically result from emotions and thoughts, correct?
Absolutely.
Automatically.
Our belief systems, absolutely. Our belief systems play a huge role in it as well, because you're making choices and managing your life based on beliefs that you have.
And so do you, we'll take this when we come back from our break, but I want to ask you, do you attribute nefarious or insidious motives to this kind of manipulation of our beliefs and manipulation of our emotions and our mental nature? I want to think about that over the break, and then we'll address that when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Sonia Barrett about her book and her movie, Health and Inside Job. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, "I want some." A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side, and we're talking to Sonia Barrett about her book and movie, Health and Inside Job. Sonia, before we went to break, I wanted you to think about this question and answer it. In terms of all of your work, you're always talking about the nature of the game, or reality is the game. And in fact, you actually asked the question in your book, Journey of Possibilities, who controls the game? Do you attribute nefarious or insidious kinds of forces to this manipulation of emotions and mind and the ultimate manifestation of disease, or is it just something that showed up on its own organically?
You know what? I think that it is. It does involve all of that. I think that because we are so gullible, and I think because there is such an old program in I think most of humanity to I think operate in this manner, that people don't realize when they are being manipulated, and there is a level there of manipulation. Manipulation is it's sort of difficult to pin it down in a sense, because you have people like Bruce Lipton and Dr. Ernest Rossi that dig into it a little bit further, and I think Dr. Rapai as well, in a sense of how we're being manipulated in marketing. And what the conclusion is that they actually sell to your subconscious mind, not to the conscious mind. And the reason why they're able to do that is because they feel that deep down all they're doing is giving to us what we want. And the question is, what is it that we really want? And so because of the old programming for fear and all of that, in one way, they are giving us what we want. But there's an original programming there. So you have to look at that, you know, belief systems, all of that. And so your subconscious mind is wanting, you know, these things to sort of take care of that fix that we have. We have a fix for excitement, for fear, for, you know, for all of those things, as I mentioned. But the conscious mind may go, well, I don't want that.
Mm.
But deep down, our lives are run from the subconscious level, and marketing companies know that. And so that's why they appeal to that part of us. Does that make sense?
Do you think disease gives our life a sort of meaning in a perverted way?
I'm sorry, does disease do
does
what?
Disease give our life meaning in a kind of perverted, twisted way?
Yeah, well, the film even kind of makes that reference as well with Dr. Rapai, with the statement that he makes is our talking about our identity, that we need an identity, you know, and you get to identify.
I am a diabetic. I am a cancer survivor. I am.
That's what the film talks about. And he does mention that, and especially in America, because each place is a little bit different. But in America, as he mentioned, there's a strong identity thing here. You know, what are you identifying with? What can you, who are you?
Identity theft. How do you like identity?
I am a survivor.
Identity theft. Do you ever hear
absolutely.
That? I love that idea. Yeah. We seem to be obsessed with the idea of identification.
Well, yeah, because you're nobody. If you're not, if you can't identify with something that makes you stand out, we're very cliquey. We're very Borg-like. We want to be part of. Everybody wants to belong to, you know? And so it's very easy for us to get directed in that manner, because we want to be a part of, we want to, because then you get attention as well, and you feel like you're part of some elite club. And real quickly, I want to mention this ad I saw a couple of times, and I thought, dear God, it was for COPD. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, I say dear God when I see these ads a lot, though. I know what you're talking about.
That's with every ad.
especially drug company ads. Dear
this
God.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Because for example, the person, the woman's name was Tara. She'll go, my name is I am Tara, and I have COPD. And I was like, oh my goodness, does anybody not notice what they're doing? They're finding another way for people to really solidify the identity by spelling out their names. There's about four people in the commercial.
And they link it to the disease.
Yeah. I am DAVID, and I have COP.
Wow, that's powerful. That is powerful stuff.
Powerful.
Oh my God, that's magic. High magic, actually. That's why I wonder if, how could this not be intentional? How can this manipulation not be intentional? But
it is intentional, I do believe, because if you have, I always say, if you have five people trying to control 2 million people, I mean, I'm just saying the ratio in comparison, you have to find ways to keep the 2 million people subdued.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep them distracted. You have to keep people from looking inside of themselves. You have to keep people from realizing how much power they actually have. You have to keep people looking outside of themselves. And this is how this system is set up. People are constantly looking outside of themselves. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't trust ourselves, that we know what's good for us. That's why we love government, and that's why we fight over who's a Republican, who's a Democrat,
right.
who's a Green Party, who's this, who's that. It And it is just all completely distracting because you're hoping that government, you expect government and everybody else outside of you to be responsible for you and to have your best interests at heart.
How much of this need for identification and this idea of going outside ourselves that you talk about, how much of it is connected to our disconnection from our divine nature or our disconnection from God? Do you think that's what it's really about?
Very largely, because that's also soul to us. What God is soul to us. The concept, religion, for the most part, is an organized idea or concept that is sold to people, and they shouldn't question. And you have to operate by these certain standards and idea. So this goes all the way through, and so people are very disconnected from that greater aspect of themselves because they're relying on somebody else to tell them who God is, what God is, what God is he, and you need a third party because you are not, you're not worthy of connecting directly to anything that could be more expansive than you. You always have to have a third party that you go through, and hence, you know, the Pope, hence, right. You know, the minister, you know, hence everybody else, but not you, because you are not great enough to make that connection on your own.
How ironic that even the brilliant, insightful, and divine words of Jesus Christ look to the kingdom within, or greater works than this shall you
then
do also.
Even
that sold to us.
I love that one.
But even that sold to us.
All of it.
But Sonia, even that is sold to us. Even that, we have to go through, to get to that message, we got to go to the church. To get to that message, we got to go to the officials. How ironic. Right.
All of it. Because you're just not smart enough. We're just not smart enough
to do it ourselves. All right. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about how all this relates to health and disease and how all this connects to the medical model. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sonia Barrett. Health and Inside Job is the name of her book and her movie. She's got also a couple other really wonderful books, The Holographic Canvas and A Journey of Possibilities, which is a collection of Sonia's essays. Her website is spiritinform.com. We're coming back with more good health information with Sonia Barrett right after this. Don't go away.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Got one more segment with Sonia Barrett, author of Health and Inside Job, and as well as a producer, I suppose, of the film Health and Inside Job, and the book The Holographic Canvas as well. So, Sonia, we talked about emotions. We talked about the mental nature. We talked about the medical model. How is it that, in your opinion, we can or if we should interface at all with the medical model, with doctors, with drugs, with insurance companies, et cetera?
I think that everything has its place, and I think there are certainly situations where they play their role. But I think what's happened is it's gotten out of control, where people are using those systems as the most prominent way of taking care of themselves. We go to the doctor for a checkup every year, you know, and of course, I am never telling anybody not to go and get a checkup. I'm definitely not advocating that. But for me, my thing is, what am I looking for? What am I checking for? Am I expecting to find something? But see, for me, I expect to find nothing. So I'm not going to check for anything. But that's just me, and part of why I'm able to do that is because I am responding to my body's call every time it shows me something. I am responding. I'm taking care of it, and I'm not waiting for the doctor to be the one to tell me about what my body is doing. The doctor does not know my body. He does not. No doctor knows your body like you do, and so I think that we have to recognize what the role is that those mediums play in our lives, how much we depend on it in terms of our children and, you know, and our families. Insurance, I think that is the craziest thing, in my opinion. It is just the craziest thing. You have people who are very healthy. They're fine. But everybody's so spazzed out about making sure that they have health insurance. Mm-hmm. That is one of the biggest programs that's you know, been embedded in us, because the idea of insurance is just in case. That's what insurance means, just in case something happens. So we live in this survival mode anyway, but we live in anticipation that something could happen at any moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only that, but we are conditioned that by the time we reach various ages, that we are going to get sick, which is something, you know, the film also mentions, it talks about. It's like by a certain age, by the time you hit, what, it's 50 or is it 40? I don't even know anymore. You know, so you're told between the age of, if you're between the age of 40 and, you know, 80, now you're sold a certain kind of insurance. You're sold life insurance. Everything that sets us up, sets our minds up, sets the subconscious mind up, sets our belief structure up, our perception up. It's a setup to automatically buy in, and I use the term buy in because we don't think of it like the stock market, but we buy into things, into belief systems with our what?
Yeah.
Emotions. And emotions are what? It's our energy. So we are purchasing these concepts sold to us through our life force. That's ultimately what it is. Your life force is invested no differently than when you work for somebody. You are paid, you're compensated for your life force, for your output, for the energy that is used to make your hands move, to put those pieces together. It's the mechanical energy. It's the energy that you put out that we're actually paid for. If it's brain power, if you were hired because, you know, whatever, your brain to design, a lot of that is coming from the brain work that you're using. But either way, it's your energy, just like a power plant.
What the heck wants our energy?
For your energy.
What the heck wants our energy so much?
Pardon me?
What is it that wants our energy so badly?
Well, the resources. I mean, for various things. You know, fear is also puts out a great amount of energy, which is why you get so many. You know, you have all this feeding of fearful stuff with the news, and you get on Yahoo or Google, and there's always something in the headlines to scare you. Now you get a mass amount of people vibrating on that same level. That's a lot of fear being put out, and that is a lot of energy. Now I feel that, you know, it's possible that some of that energetic resources is being harnessed, just like they're trying to figure out how to heat buildings with human body heat. So I think we're going to find out more, see more of that. We're going to understand more about how our energy is really being used, and that we are supplying the energy for everything, for our reality, for how we see reality. Our whole world is held together by the energy output, no differently than the windmills that are spinning for electricity, or the power that, you know, when we plug the cord into the outlet and the energy comes out of that. We are power plants.
Wow. Now, got so much I want to talk about here. We only have a couple more minutes. Where does food fit into this whole equation?
Well, you know, again, as I mentioned in the very beginning, that's such chaos and confusion too. I'm kind of so annoyed with that as well, because when we are being told, you know, about our health and about how important it is to eat well, then that gets used against people too. So now you have companies that are BSing and selling you products that they're saying are organic and are great, and they're not. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Walmart at one point wanted to be the biggest organic sellers, you know. And come on now. Walmart, and they buy up all these other companies that were originally authentic and good companies selling great products. So our food is really measured based on the frequency of our food, meaning the level of frequency or vibration of the food, how much life force is in our food. And so we need to understand when we're eating foods that are really dead and foods that are more alive. That's the difference. And if you have pesticides and stuff on your fruits and vegetables, contrary to what they're telling you, that there's no difference between organic and pesticide-ridden food, it makes sense. Come on. If somebody's spraying your food with a chemical, and over here you have food that's not sprayed, What do you think? Knowing that the body's a chemical factory, the body's got to process the chemical that comes off of the your fruits and vegetables to begin with, and then your body's impacted by that as well. So, if you are in a depressed state, sad state, struggling, surviving, all of those things, whatever the low-grade emotional state is, again, your body has to try to process the dead food along with trying to keep you alive, because you're feeling down and you feel how you feel when you're depressed and when you're sad, how the body just doesn't, it wants to go sit in a corner. You almost just want to disappear. So the body is trying to keep you alive despite the chemicals that are being produced in your brain to continue the addiction to maybe your depression or your sadness or whatever it is you're feeling. And that's how we get addicted to our emotions, to certain emotions. So the food plays a role in that sense. If we could be in a happy, happy mood, we're in the best mood, and you eat something that might not be so great, guess what? It doesn't impact the body quite as drastically as when you are in the most down, emotional state as possible. You're actually better off if you can eat a Twinkie, and it won't impact you as severely as it will if you're already depressed, sad, feeling down about yourself, all of those things.
Okay,
it becomes acid. Let me just say that those foods become acid in the body, and that's the beginning stages of disease or dis-ease in the body, is when the body becomes extremely acid.
All right, we got about a minute and a half. Somebody out there with cancer, with an autoimmune disease, somebody who's struggling with some kind of sickness that just can't seem to shake, they're on drugs or seeing doctors. Give this person or these listeners who are in this kind of condition one or two or three action steps that they can take right away to start to turn things around.
I think first action step, my life. What am I feeling in my life right now? When did this begin? What was I going through when this started? Go ahead and face your childhood, all the things that you bottled up. Is there a lot of skeletons in your closet? Get rid of the skeletons. Stop hanging on to secrets. You don't have to go and tell everybody everything, but free yourself. A lot of times that's what's happening. Your body wants you to free your mind and yourself. So I say that's the first thing. If you're in an unhappy relationship, get out of it, because that will choke you.
Sonia, we're just flat out of time, Sonia. Thank you so, so much. That was awesome. I hope we'll have you back again. If that's okay, I'd love to have you on the Bright Side one more time to kind of finish up and wrap up some loose ends that didn't get wrapped up. Thank you so much, Sonia. Her book is Health and Inside Job. The website is Spirit Informed. And that was Sonia Barrett. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about arginine and the liver and detoxification. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Have yourselves a wonderful, awesome, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.